Mighty Jan, good morning, sir. How are you, buddy?
Well, Bob, how are you? Merry Christmas.
And to you as well. And boy, I'll tell you, you brought a nice little gift here with you this morning. 10 records that you would like to find under your Christmas tree, each one worth, at least $1,000. Listen carefully. Here we go, Mighty John.
All right, let's look for The Doors, their album Strange Days. Stereo copy, $100. Mono copy, up to $1,000. Bonnie Joe Mason. Who? Joe Mason, that was Cher, recording her first song, Ringo, I Love You. Oh. Current value up to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
How about Del Shannon, Runaway, one of the biggest hits of the 60s. The value for the album, mono copy, $500, but a stereo copy up to $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
The first hit for Rush, Not Fade Away. Current value up to $1,000.
Wow.
Shelley Fabre, big hit in the 60s, number one, Johnny Angel, with its picture sleeve, currently up to $1,000.
Mm.
How about the Beatles, The Magical Mystery Tour, stereo copy up to $750, which isn't bad, but if you have or find the mono copy, it's up to $1,200.
Oh, wow.
How about Sonny Liston, I Am a Lover, Not a Fighter,
what?
Current value up to $2,000.
Jeez.
Bruce Springsteen, first 45 for the Boss, Spirit in the Night, current value up to $4,000. Elvis, his first Christmas album from 1957. A lot of Christmas albums put out by Elvis, but the original from 1957 is what you want. Black vinyl up to $1,000. Red vinyl up to $15,000.
Good Lord.
And number one, most valuable record I like to find under my Christmas tree, The Beatles, 1964. This is a 45 on VJ, Anna on one side, Ask Me Why on the flip side. Current value up to $30,000.
Oh, that is unbelievable. Tell me why that is.
Well, there's not very many of them. It's not necessarily a promo copy, but most of them were sent to radio stations. So how many radio stations were playing the Beatles back in the mid-60s? Probably about 5,000. So maybe that's how many there are out there.
Mm.
Not that every radio station kept them.
Boy, I'll tell you something, though. If you were a program director or a music director back then and you held on to these records, you got it made to shade right now, don't you?
Absolutely. All promo records that went to radio stations generally are going to be worth more than the commercial versions sold in the stores.
Damn. Now, this Sonny Liston, I got to be candid, I've never even heard of that song. I'm a Lover, Not a Fighter. 1979, Palomino. What happened there? What's going on?
Yeah, Sonny. Well, you haven't heard of it. That's why it's worth $2,000 to find.
Wow.
But, of course, Sonny Liston ended his boxing career right here in Maine in Lewiston back in the day. And then,
Well,
he tried this because Joe Frazier came out with songs. Muhammad Ali recorded records. So you got Sonny Liston.
Why not?
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Wow. Shelley Fabre, Johnny Angel, without the picture sleeve, how much?
$10.
I love it. So that you don't throw away your picture sleeve. It's $1,000. She was the daughter on the Donna Reed Show. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. And she also appeared in three Elvis movies, co-starred with Elvis in three of his movies.
Wow. And Bonnie Jo Mason is Cher. Who knew? And that was, I can't imagine that being a huge hit, $1,000.
Well, it did make the top 100. I didn't know how far it got. It's produced by Phil Spector on the Annette label, and Annette was the name of Spector's wife at the time.
Oh, I see. Now, this Springsteen, Spirit in the Sky,
it's Spirit in the Night. Yeah.
Oh, Spirit in the Night. So it's not like a takeoff on the Norman Greenbaum song.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. Okay.
My boo-boo. Spirit in the Night.
Got you there, man. Okay, give us a couple of Christmas bonus tracks you got up there.
Well, everybody's playing Christmas songs these days. How about Jingle Bell Rock, Bobby Helms, the original, with picture sleeve up to $225. Gayla Peavy, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, with picture sleeve up to $250. Why would that be worth that amount of money?
Yeah.
Well, because it's one of the first known picture sleeves that ever was issued, so it's worth a lot of money. Beatles Christmas album, up to $500. John Lennon, Happy Christmas, War is Over, promo copy up to $750.
Mm.
And Elvis, and I'll have a blue Christmas without you. Promo copy, current value up to $3,000.
That's a white label.
White label. Now, this was a big hit back in 1957, though it was never issued as a single until the 1970s.
Oh, okay, wow. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. God, please stop. But with the picture sleeve, $250, is it, what is it without the picture sleeve?
It'd be about $25.
That's what I figured, yeah. It's a fantastic list, moneymusic.com. Yeah, any questions, any questions for Mighty John Marshall, moneymusic.com, that is the website. Great list today. Hopefully we found some money for some people. Have a wonderful holiday, Mighty John, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks, Bob. You too. Take care.
Okay, buddy.